I'm going to go to the hospital. इन गंभीरा चैतन्य महाप्रभु महाप्रभु he used to hear this bhajan from Raya Ramanand Chandidas Padavali and with this Padya, the poetry and Geet Govind, he used to hear all this. Hearing them, he used to always remain overwhelmed. Saru Damodar was even better than Gandharva in singing. His voice, his melodies was of top quality. And in separation, when he used to sing these songs, then Mahaprabhu used to become totally absorbed in the moods of these songs. Who is saying? Radhika ji herself is saying, Kevar Laila Krishna Naam. Heart is as if jumping, coming out of the mouth. It's wanting to meet Krishna so much. Why they were made to hear? In one way, it is spoken in irony also, blaming. And I am indebted to him who has chanted this Krishna's name to me. It has entered my heart. If by hearing his name, when your mind becomes so overwhelmed, then what to speak about the getting the touch of his hands? And in the village that he lives, if those young maidens of that village, how come they will be able to maintain their chastity? Definitely they will lose all chastity. I want to stay far away from these names. I want to stay far away from that person. But the more I try to go far away, my eagerness increases many folds, even more and more. Then Chandidas is saying, Oho. This is the astonishing attraction of Krishna. The young maidens, when they come in front of him, they offer their youth to him. Chandidas Padavali is very, 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 very deep, meaning it has. Mahaprabhu used to hear these. Who is so loud?
Namo Mahapatandaya Krishna Prema Sarayati Krishna 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 Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Sadaya Krishna Krishna Bhaktaya Sadabhaktaya Prabhashyavati Sadaya Vito Mansi Kritendi Yavanam
had gone to Uddhav Pyari.
Uddhav Mahasayi.
Uddhav Mahasayi.
Ananya Gopiyon se vartalaap karte hue.
Discussing having dialogues with other gopis. When he reached the deep cave of the Kunjas, when he reached the deep Kunjas, he saw a Radhika just like dead. Very fair complexion, effulgent complexion. He's there taking some cotton and putting at her nostrils to see if she's breathing or no. And that gopi, he's seeing in her mind, what? Krishna is in Mathura. And with some princess over there, he's having a meeting. Seeing this, gopi means Srimati Radhika, became angry. And becoming angry, he said, that very moment, a black bee started hovering around her.
And
thinking Radharani's feet to be lotus, she's trying to extract the honey from the supposedly lotus flower. She wants to sit on her feet. And Radharani sees that, oh, he is black, he has sent a black messenger.
Oh,
you have come from Mathura. Definitely you have come from Madhupuri. There is a very big shop of Madhu. Madhu means liquor. That's why the owner is Madhupati. He is black. You are his messenger. I understand. You are his messenger, certainly. You are very intoxicated. That is why you have no proper sense. He has sent you as messenger to appease me. Oh fool. Do you know how to please somebody who is angry? Do you know that? You on your lips,
this
reddish,
this
kumkum, where have you gathered this from? This is decorating your lips. I know from where it is. He is buzzing around. He is saying as if this buzzing is saying, Swamini ji, I did not take any intoxication. I have come by the order of Prabhu trying to appease you. Whatever you see this kumkum color on my lips, this is not kumkum. This is the natural color of my mustache. Go away. Go away. Far. Oh fool, you are thinking that you can cheat me. Don't come near me. Get away. Again she says, oh. Madhupati, you have come from Madhupati. Krishna means.
The
messenger is similar in character in nature to the master. In a few days, he will be insulted in the assembly of Yadus. When the husbands will understand that he has a relationship with their wives, they will insult him. You are also such a messenger. You are a messenger of such a cheater. Go far away. Go far away. Yesterday, we discuss something about this. That's how this is Prem Vichitra Bhav, what Radhika ji is manifested here. She is maddened in Prem Vichitra, sometimes angry, sometimes cools down, sometimes she is happy, sometimes she is chastising, be sometimes. Sometimes she is even pleasing. Sometimes she is speaking in ironical way to the bee. All these moods like this. From the second slok, define a little. From the second slok, a little.
Yesterday I have told so many things. Again, you want to tell? Slowly. Or he has.
Many different emotions. And now we're going to get a second goal.
heard. Again she goes to him, again and again, and she cries, but she still stays near him. We are old now, we know very well. No need to say anything, everything is, all excuses are old now. We understand everything about him. So do you want to have something new to say? Will you get something? Your Prabhu has made Subhakam such a condition. We were very, very worshipped in our home, and we have become the beggars of the forest. We don't even have a handful of peanuts to give to you. We have nothing to give to you. We have become like beggars. Certainly you are not going to get anything from here. Go to Mathura. And in Mathura, Krishna whom we love. Go to those ladies of Mathura and tell them everything about the glories of those ladies. And then you will get so many gifts, presents from them. And go to Krishna and also tell to Krishna everything, all the glories of those Mathura ladies. We don't have anything. Do not speak anything about that black. We don't want to discuss anything. We don't want to speak anything. We don't want to hear anything about him. Oh, Swami, the beast is. Again and again you are mentioning him. When I am speaking anything, it is you who is speaking every time about him. Don't speak. Stop discussing him. How? Not possible. Krishna has left us,
but
his katha, his names, they haven't left us. That is why, with the support of his katha, we are living. Otherwise, we would have left body long time back. I can't leave his katha. Even if I leave, they katha do not leave me.
So you are the Rubaud, the Jesus of the Gaha. But if everybody was far, if they are hunted, but Allah, a people of the heart. Mr. Yuki was a people of the people of the
heart. Do you know? Do you know that he is looting us in this life only? It is happening for so many lives. He is a cheater. It's not like this, Gurudev Singh. Say like this, that, O black, are always cheaters. Blacks are always cheaters. It is not that you are in contact with you last time. No, the blacks who are, they are always cheaters. And those blacks who have black complexion, it is not the fault of Shamsundar. Don't take Shamsundar's name. They are not mentioning his name at all. Just black. They are saying black. One black was there who and he went to the forest and he became a friend to some monkey and his associates. His brother who was Bali, hiding himself behind the tree, he killed him with an arrow. Nobody can eat, nobody kills a monkey's meat. All the monkeys are spared. But such monkey, why did he kill Gurudev? Because he was very lusty. He got into association friends with a lusty monkey, and his wife had also been stolen with Bali, and his wife had also been stolen. So a lusty, controlled by his wife, he has become friends with another lusty monkey, and then without reason he killed that monkey. It was none of his fault, whose meat also cannot be eaten. Why did he kill him? Speak further. Gurudev Singh. So you became friends. Okay, he's a Kshatriya. Because of being a Kshatriya, he killed him. When he became a saintly person, now he's wearing Valkal clothes in exile. He should have gone alone in the exile. But he's taking his wife, holding her by the hand. Why? What is the need of this? And then, when in the forest, this Shrupnakha, who adopted such a beautiful form, looking at his form, she became attracted. If he did not have to accept, okay, perfect. He could have refused her or he should have left her. But what was the use of killing, cutting her nose and ears? He deformed her and she will not be able to get married to anybody. This is proper, his behavior. This is proper, his behavior. And this is everything done. One more black was there. Another black. As woman. He also was black and he became addressed himself so innocently. So he was looking so innocent. He went to Bali Maharaj and said, I am a non-greedy Brahmin. I don't need anything. You are again and again asking me to ask for some donation. I will fall down from my dharma. I have no greed, no desire. I don't want anything. And then he praised him to such height that your father, grandfather, all his qualities, they were dharmvi, so many donors, they were so brave people, and you are decorated with all those qualities. Who can be as big a donor, as qualified person as you? And where will be such a desireless Brahman like me? You will not get. Again and again, if you ask, then what can I do? Maybe I will just, I want 3 steps of three steps of land where I can perform my tapasya austerity. And then when he accepted that I will give you three land, then he made himself into three different forms, and with three steps he measured the universe. He made a hole in the universe. The water began to flow from there. And then he measured the hellishpanics also. And then he put his... Then he measured his head also. And then he bound him by a snake rope. This is proper behavior. So like this, in this Trivikram form, he did this cheating. Now, what he is cheating us, looting us, this is quite evident to you also, very clearly evident to you also. So, no need to be friendly with such a black. And there is no need. Why again and again you are mentioning his name? What to do? His tapa, I cannot stop speaking. It is impossible to leave. I want to, but I cannot stop speaking about him. If one person, one time also, chants his name, Krishna's name, and it enters his ear, then finish all his life, pleasures, material life, everything. Everything. Wife towards husband, husband towards wife, father towards son, son towards father, all relations are left behind. Whomever Bhagwan accepts, he kidnaps, captures everything of theirs, and he just is distressed, condition, he is crying and crying. Everybody sees that, oh, he is crying so much, why to be friends with such a person? Like this, everybody rejects him. And when they reject him, then the person alone, he goes to Vrindavan, and he has no arrangement for his food, staying, and he stays like a bird, wandering there and there, sometimes in one place, sometimes another place, and like this he's spending his life. Similarly, his condition, life of devotee is not rather just says, oh, source of duty and life is disturbed because of him. What to speak about his tapa again and again through those tapa? We are also in that condition that day and night we are crying. When the bee again and again he began to buzz around him, her, and Radhaji is saying, why are you trying to please me again and again? And I should go to Mathura, what are you trying to say? Shall I meet him? Not possible. Mathura and Vrindavan is just a line in between, just a border. But for us, it is impossible to cross. It is place full of opulence. Braj is place of sweetness. They can never meet together. Radhaji can never go to that place. And she says, I can't go there. Even if I go, what will I do? Lakshmi is staying with him like his wife. If I go to that place, I cannot become a co-wife, cannot compete with him as a co-wife. Like a golden lion, she is residing on his chest, Lakshmi. When nobody is there, she stays there. Near him, if she is, somebody comes, she hides herself as a lion on his chest. I cannot go to such a place. Why are you trying to speak again and again? This bee is just hovering around, buzzing around her, and then again, when he comes back, she asks, oh, Priya Sakhi, again you have come. Okay, oh, my friend, you have come back again. What do you want? That I should go? Not possible. But yes, tell me one thing. आर्यपुत्र नाउ ऑल्सो इज इन मधुपुर इफ इज देयर इफ इज डिजायरिंग देयर
And
definitely, sometimes she will possibly come back here. If he has gone further somewhere, then he will never return to this place. No possibility. Is he still in Madhupuri? If he is there, does he ever remember us? Does he remember mother and father? Does he remember his home? Does he remember his friends? The cows that are so dear to him, the cows who are so dear to him, does he ever remember them?
उस समय क्या कभी उनके रीति रिवाज से हम लोगों का नाम लिया सकती
है Does he ever take our names when he is being served by the very beautiful maidens of Mathura? Or is he saying that the way you are serving me, the Braj Gopis, they are just illiterate maidens of the village. They don't serve me the way you are serving me. Does he ever remember us directly, indirectly? Or maybe someday we'll come, then all the world, wandering around all the world, the way the gopis are serving, the way the gopis offer friends, there is nobody in this world like that. When he will not be satisfied, when he will wander all around the world, then he will again come back to this Braj and he will come in front of us. He will keep his maybe on our forehead. Will he keep his fragrant cool hands on palms on our forehead? Will such a day come ever? Saying such words, Radhaji lost her consciousness. Enough, Gurudev says. Translation.
She was completely absorbed internally. She had no sense of who had come, who was going. In this Dramaki, she manifested 10 types of Divyanma, divine matters. So, Srimati Radhika, seeing that bee, began to abuse that bee. Oh yes, like your master, you are the same category, but you are more foolish. Human is foolish. He has two legs, but more foolish than a human is an animal who has four legs. But you have six legs, therefore we cannot imagine how foolish you are. But we are not like Lakshmi. Lakshmi, hearing his sweet voice and seeing his sweet smile, she becomes completely captivated. But we are not like her. We are not like her. We have learned from past experience. Oh, we have to come here chanting the glories of Krishna, the Katha Purana. But this Harikatha is very old since for us. You've already known him for 2 or 3 days, and we have known him a long time. And you come here chanting the glories of Krishna, hoping for some donation, then you are wasting your time. We have lost 17 by the association of Krishna. Then you go there to Mathura and chant his glory there. The Rajkumari will be very happy and take many donations. Doesn't need my answer. Oh, mistress. If Krishna is so bad, why are you talking about him again and again? I have not brought him the topic of Krishna. You have brought him up. Then Srimati Radhika said, what can we do? Krishna has left us, but we cannot leave his name. We cannot leave Harikatha. And Srimati Radhika said, this is not the fault of that color. Actually, when Buddha was in Holland, Radharani could not even say the name Krishna. Antipurush, that person who is not white. Therefore, she is not taking the name of Krishna. This is not the fault of that black, it's the fault of all black. There was one color, one black one before. His name was Ram. He was very lofty because he took sannyas, he went to the forest with his wife. And what did he do? A lofty person will make a relationship with another lofty person. Therefore, he made friendship with a lofty monkey named Sugriv. Therefore, both Sugriv and Ram are both the same character because both lost their wives to someone else. Therefore, both lofty persons made a relationship. And what did Ram, what did that black do? He killed another monkey that had no fault, Bali. Not only did he not kill him face to face, but he killed him hiding behind a tree for no benefit to himself. Because you cannot eat a monkey's flesh, you cannot kill it, you cannot use its skin. Yeah, we commit sin for no benefit to him, no benefit to himself, only driven by love. That black, what did he do? One woman captivated by his beauty approached him. Her name was Supanika. It's natural that a woman will be attracted to a beautiful man, therefore she approached Ram. But what did that black do? He cut off his nose, cut off her nose, and cut off her ear. He could have said, no, I won't marry her, and finished, but he had to disfigure her. Therefore, in his life, no one would accept her. Therefore, colors are very cruel to women. There was another color, black person. His name, Balu. He came in a big cheetah. He came in a very small form, and he said to Bali Maharaj, I am not greedy, I don't want anything. Just give me 3 steps of land. Even before Bali Maharaj could take some kalpa, Bali Maharaj. Then what did he do? He cheated his own devotee and he became Trivikram Maharaj. From Trivikram. Every clan is sent to Patalok, bound his own devotee, pushed him on the ground, put his feet on his head. There was such a black person who was talking about that to his own devotee. You cannot imagine what a beauty was. Therefore, Krishna took that black, took everything from us. But what can we do? We cannot give up talking about him. Once that name of that black is in our ears, then we lost everything. Such a person will simply weep and go to Vrindavan like a homeless bird. And seeing his condition, others will also weep. His family members will weep. This cover makes everybody weep. Therefore, Srimati Radhika says, we cannot go to Mathura. There is a place of opulence. Then many moons came into Srimati's heart. And he said, in Adiputta, Arya Putta, being a very respectful person, is he there in Mathura? Respectful person. Is he in Mathura? Very nice. Because if he is in Mathura, there is some chance he may return. But if he leaves Mathura and goes very far away, then he will never return. Then sometime he remembers his mother, his father, his friend, the cow. Sometimes while he's surrounded by the queen, the princess in Mathura, does he remember the gopis even in a bad way? Although the gopis don't know anything, only boiling milk. Does he even speak about us in a bad manner? Why has Krishna traveled everywhere? Then realize, oh, no one performs service like the gopis in the three worlds. Will that see Krishna return here? Will again he place a guru's hand upon our head and remove our fear? Thus lamenting like the Srimati Radhika Shravan.
Buddha ji seeing her moods, he became so, he began to wonder, he had not even heard what to speak about seeing such moods. And he began to describe the glories of gopis in these words. O devis, Krishna is with you always and all. Completely he is with you. Such fame is not seen in anybody. Whatever words you have spoken in separation, it is to purify the three worlds, my life has become successful. He said that what to speak about us, the yogis
and
devotees like Narad and others. They want a bhav as a gopi, form as a gopi, but nobody has achieved it till date. All these unchaste ladies of this world who have left Krishna and accept somebody else as husband. And these chaste ladies of Braj,
Krishna,
don't go away.
I don't know what is the effect of chanting Krishna's names, but still it purifies that person. People see they are unchaste, that they have attraction towards Krishna, they are their wife belonging to somebody else, but this is not correct. What was that
slope?
If in Vrindavan, Mataji is saying, to get the dust of their load of feet, if I become a tree or a creeper, my life will become successful. Till date, he is also searching for the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna. Has been totally under control of the gopis by fame. How can we describe the glories of the gopis? He said that the best gopis, the gopis of Nandagaon, if I am praying for just a single grain of dust from one of the gopis, Lord of Sri, such beautiful words in separation that are emanating from their mouths, it is purifying the three worlds. After saying this, the gopi, when Radhaji, she's come to external consciousness, then she began to say, Anath, O Lord, O Brajnath, these words. O Master, O Master of the Braj, protect, who is the protector of Braj. O oh, you who mitigate the distresses of all the Brajabhasis, in separation Gokul is drowning. In separation of you, in the ocean of your separation today, all this Gokul is drowning, dying. Give your darshan quickly, come here and save this Braj. Again she said these words and fainted. These are the glories of the gopis. When he came back to a little external consciousness, he said to Uddhav, oh, you have said that Krishna is distressed in our separation. Don't say to Krishna that we are also suffering in this separation. Tell him that Krishna, gopis are very nice, they are drinking, eating, they are very healthy, they have forgotten you completely. Say these words. If you say these, say very softly, maybe if you want to say them, someday you should tell something and next day something else. Krishna's heart is very soft, like some cloth. If you twist it, it gets torn. Similarly, if Krishna hears the talk of our separation, that we are suffering, his heart will break. If you want to tell him, slowly tell him about our sufferings. And when Uddhavji heard this, he became so much, developed so much faith towards the gopis. And staying some days in Braj, he tried to pacify them, and he came, went to Mathura, and slowly he said to Krishna that you have to go, they cannot live without you, the gopis. Like this, Uddhav, this message, Sandesh, this finished. isolation.
I have never seen such a tremor like yours anywhere. Your separation from Sri Krishna is so wonderful. It purifies the three worlds. By seeing you, my life is completely successful. Your presence so exalted that even rishis and munis like myself, like Nada, like Mahadev, like Brahma, we want it, but we cannot give. Therefore, where are the ordinary wisdom of this world, and where are the glories of the gopis? They have achieved Guru Bhava, which is a part of Mahabharata towards Akhilabhata Sri Krishna. Therefore, the glories of the gopis is so powerful. It's like even if one takes a medicine out of ignorance, still he will be cured of the disease. People with maturistic intelligence consider the gopis to be forced from the path of religion. But this is not so. They are most exalted. Therefore, Buddha prays, I pray to become one speck of dust on the foot of the gopis. My life is perfect, but even the Shrutis, the personified scriptures, cannot achieve the foot dust of the gopis. Their presence is so great, it completely controls Krishna. Therefore, Bande Nanda Vrajasriyam. I pay obeisances to the gopis of the village of Nanda Baba. Therefore, he prays. And he prays to one speck of dust. One speck of dust cannot be on the feet of two gopis. Therefore, Uddhava is a secret way to gain pranam to the feet of Srimati Radhika. Here, Viraha, their separation from Sri Krishna is so beautiful, it purifies anyone who hears it. Therefore, Srimati Radhika became conscious again and lamented his brother. Gaina, O Lord, O Brahmanas, O Lord of Vrindavan. You always remove all the suffering of the devotees here. Now this Gokul is drowning in your separation. Oh Krishna, if you do not come here and save us, we will be finished. Say Shimanti again, fell on coming. After rising herself, she said to Buddha, oh Buddha, when you go to Mathura, whatever you do, do not tell Krishna that the gopis are unhappy. You should tell Krishna the gopis are very happy, eating, decorating themselves, enjoying life. Because Krishna's heart is very, very soft. If he hears about separation, his heart will tear like an old club. Therefore, if you have to tell something to him, you should describe a little bit one day and a little bit the next day. Because when he hears about separation, he will also die. Hearing this, Guru became even more astonished. And he spent some more days going to Vrindavan. Finally, he went to Mathura and gradually he said to Krishna, oh Krishna, without you, the Vrijavasis, they cannot live. You should find some way to return them.
After that, went to Nanda Bhavan. What you see on the top of the hill, the temple, that is not Nanda Bhavan. Nanda Bhavan is in its south, down. On this side, Nanda Baba's palace, and that side, Varsana, north of Varsana, towards Nandagaon, down, Vishwabhanu's palace is there. Yashoda Ji has a separate palace, Nanda Baba, another, Baldevji has separate palace, Krishna has separate, a kitchen is separate, the garden is separate. Like this, in this Govinda Lilamrit, all these things have been described in detail. Nowadays, that old house, 5,000 years old it is maybe, and ruins, we went, some of it was left, some remnants of that, but we went, there was a Dharamshala there, a hotel, now that is also finished, no sign of all those old palaces. After that, we went to Terkadam. Terkadam is such a place where Krishna, there was Kirat of Nanda Baba nearby, and there was a Kadam tree nearby. He would climb on that tree Krishna and played his flute and collected all the cows in that place. Bahuri,
Pishangi,
Jamune. Like calling like this, you should call the cows there. Millions and millions of cows. If one cow would not come there, then that cow's name also he would chant on his jewel, japa of jewels. Then he would climb again on the kadam, would call the name of that cow and call her near. And at night, on the kadam tree, with flute, with a very... He would play the flute in such a manner that all the gopis would think that Krishna is calling my name, and they would run towards this place, and the rasa dance, etc., were performed in these places. Rupa Goswami also performed his bhajan there. Sanatana Goswami also, he met this place, and when it became late in discussion, desire, understanding Rupa Goswami's desire, a small baby girl brought some milk, sugar, but they don't have time to make any preparations from this, and she herself brought the cow dung patties, and she blew from her lips, and a fire started, and she made kheer on this, keep this kheer, and feed your brother also, and she went away. Then Sanatana Goswami, seeing this kheer, he said, this is astonishing, this kheer. Flame began to manifest in his heart. He said, Ruth, never do this. Did you desire something? That my elder brother Sanatan has come. Did you have this desire? Yes. Now see, your desire, to fulfill your desire, Srimati Radhika herself came to this place and made this kheer. You are taking service from her. Like this, that place is such past tense happened here, and from there, he went to Charan Pahari. Krishna, at the time of grazing the cows, played his flute, and on a top out of a hill, he has his footmarks. A fruit saw this and he became overwhelmed with prayer, and he is offering sashtang pranam to this footprint, and he started remembering Krishna. Meditate. You are fortunate that you have had darshan of all these places, especially the moods of gopis which have been described, the mood of Radharani which have been described. In the world it is very, very rare such katha. Her mind, her body, soul, speech, everything is totally absorbed in Krishna in such a way that she doesn't have any external consciousness except for Krishna. Where am I? What am I doing day and night? Meditating on Krishna, sometimes in separation, sometimes worrying about how to meet. If you have to achieve Krishna, attain Krishna, then at least a little of this mood should come in your hearts also. If not, then you can never attain him, Krishna. You can never attain Krishna. To perform bhajan, you should have a realization of some separation. This mood of gopis, and how come we are so unfortunate? Especially, this sannyas is given, why? That nyas. All the objects of this material world, people of this material world reject. Reject everything. Become totally absorbed in Krishna. This is why sannyas is given. Gopi bhav is given when you get sannyas. If you do not have such moods in this sannyas, then definitely you have to fall down. Those people are very unfortunate. That is why you also should try, or ladies should also try, that in separation you should chant your names in separation. That past tense of separation, meditating on them, why our heart is not melting. So unfortunate, even though we are chanting such names, hearing so many things. Why on us? When will he be merciful on us? This is your only single aim. This is only perfection of your life. That the attachment should be towards Krishna, nothing else. one, our, we have not been given this life to become attracted towards our wife or husband. Do not misuse your life. Like this, performing all our parikrama on Nandagaon, we came back to this place. Oh yes, Pavan Sarovar. We went to Pavan Sarovar. Why this name Pavan Sarovar? Because Pavan means pure. Vishakha's father made this pond, Sarovar. That is why Pavan Sarovar. Krishna, when he would raise the cows, he would bring them here to feed them water. Chu means drink this water. They would go to this water pond. When he would say Chu, they would drink this water. Neri Neri. Now come near. Neri Neri means come near. And like this, the cows understand his words, what Krishna is saying, and exactly they would behave like that. Like this, these pastimes are performed. Krishna is taking bath on one side, and he would take a plunge in that, and he would dive inside, and where Radharani is taking bath at the other end, he would catch her under water, his legs, and pull her inside. Like these pastimes were performed here. And our Vishwanu Maharaj, at the banks of this pond, he made a palace for her, that she would stay there. And other so many pastimes have been performed there. Sanatana Goswami Bhajan Kutir is also there at the banks of Pavan Sarovar, Madhav Maharaj mentioned. Sanatana Goswami's Bhajan Kutir in Nandagaon near Pavan Sarovar, it is. One day I'm hungry, he's performing his bhajan. Krishna came and kheer or milk, something was in a pot, clay pot. Oh, Baba, nobody remains hungry in Braj. You are hungry here? Drink this milk. I will come back, I will take this pot. He saw this child's mood, she couldn't understand that it is Krishna himself. Some ordinary boy, he considered himself. But his voice and his face is so sweet. When he drank this milk, he understood, oh, my life seems successful. He became so much absorbed in Krishna. Why? Krishna has cheated me also. I could not understand. I had his darshan, could not understand his him. Like this, there are so many saints of our sampradaya, little procession also, very big saint, seniors, sannyasis also have chanted here. Lalita Kund, we discussed this yesterday, enough today, Gurudev is saying. Translation. The record?
We
will go to Barsana tomorrow.
In Barsana,
Chitrasakti Chitrasakti's village. First we will go to Vishwanu Kund. Then Kritika Kund. And from there, climbing up, Dan Bhatti. Sakrikhor, where Krishna with the gopis, he performed the pastime in Chikshali village, Chitrasati's village, Rohini Kund, where Vishwanu Maharaj cows were milked. And after that, Gowar, Bhavar 1, where you will have your breakfast.
Or more putti.
And more putti. Definitely go and visit this Krishna as a peacock and Radharani as peacock. They have danced at this place. And after that,
Milaskar,
Mangar, Dhanagar. Astonishing are the pastimes performed there. And in Radharani. We'll have the Shivahanu Palace. And in Ucha now, Malikaji's Vivah Mandap, her marriage ceremony where was performed. And there is a well also there. And one pond is also there. We'll have darshan of all these places. Ucha now, Lalita Gaon, Lalita's Palace, Ator Hill, Dauji's place. You will have darshan of all these places. You will have prasad and you will return. Every day, the way you are arriving, everybody has to come here at 5 o'clock tomorrow.
For instance, actually the original temple. The temple that we visited yesterday is not the original Nandagam. The original village of Nandagam is to the south, lower down. For instance, the time of his Gurudev, that he used to go there, and there was yet some remnants left. And there was one Dalai Lama that used to stay, but now that is all disappeared. Just like Vrishabhanu Maharaj, their house, their Baba is some of the top of that mountain, on the bottom. Therefore, in Govinda Lilavri, it describes how Nanda, Sri Yashoda, Baladev, all have separate temples, apart from
the
Therefore, he also went to Tehkadamba. At that point, thereby, Sri Nanda Baba had one kira, one goshala. And he would keep his cows there. There was one kadamba tree, Krishna would climb up and count the cows. So Krishna knew exactly how many cows were there. I mean, one cow was missing, then Krishna knew. And he would call that cow. Sometimes Krishna would play his flute. And he would call the donkeys. And if donkey would hear, oh, he's only calling my name. There are few of the Swamis who perform bhajan. Sometimes Sri Sanatana Goswami would appear there. One time Sri Sanatana Goswami came to Sri Goswami and had him die. I will feed something married to my big brother, but there was nothing. Therefore Srimati Radhika appeared there, having milk and rice and sugar. And she saw there absorbed in Harikatha, she herself blew on the chula, the fire, and made it burn. And with her own hand, she made some sweet rice. Then she offered that to Srirupa Goswami. Srirupa Goswami gave that sweet rice. Hey, everyone who was. Then Srirupa Goswami gave that sweet rice to her, his brother. Taking that sweet rice, and Srirupa Goswami was overwhelmed in ecstasy. This is not just something you should understand. Who made the sweet rice? Who made the sweet rice? That was not only the Srimad Radhika. That was Sri Sanatana Goswami. Corrected Sri Rupa Goswami. Overwhelmed. Did you have some desire? Oh yes, you should not do like that. We are meant to serve Radhika, but she came that we do serve Allah. We went to Chalan Bahari. There, Akura saw the footprints of Krishna in the stone and became absorbed in remembering Krishna. How lucky we are to see this guitar, especially this guitar compared to the gopis. Day and night, the gopis would remember their meetings with Krishna and their separation from Sri Krishna. Therefore, if you want to achieve Sri Krishna, we should become a little bit like that. If we cannot feel separation from Krishna, then how we can meet him? Therefore, this is the meaning of sannyas. When one leaves everything to achieve Gopi Bhav. Therefore, those who do not have this Gopi Bhav, they must fall down from sannyas. It is not to find, Therefore, such persons are most unfortunate. So we should chant the name of separation. But we are so much unfortunate, our heart is not melting. even though Krishna's name is so sweet and powerful, still our heart cannot help it anyway. Therefore, we should weep whenever we go to flock. Therefore, we should not misuse our minds. We should not put it in the proper direction to be attracted as peacocks, women, wealth, and so forth. We went to Kalman Sarovar, which was built by Shimashaka Devi's father. Shri Krishna used to bring his cow there to drink. He would call them, Nire Nire, come to the bank. Choo choo, drink, drink. Nire Nire. So the cow would follow the instructions of Krishna. The cowboy would bark on one side and the gopi would lay it on the other side. And Krishna would swim underneath like a crocodile and pull down his feet under the water. Vrishabhan Maharaj also built for his daughter one small palace there. One time Srinath Goswami had nothing to eat, and Sri Krishna himself brought some milk for Srinath Goswami. But Srinath Goswami could not understand that was Krishna. Therefore he drank that milk. And drinking that milk, he could understand who is that boy, because he speaking was very sweet. Then he lamented, alas, Krishna cheated me. So tomorrow is a very long day, so just after Mangalarti we go to our bathroom. Tomorrow we go to Vrishabhan Kund, Saki Kund, Sholi, all the ones. Then we go to the four places on the top of that mountain. Then we go to Sri Kund and Sri Mandir. Then we go down to the palace of Vrishabhan Maharaj. We go to the village of Lalita Devi, Uttar Mahari, Uttaram. Then we have Dashram, Dalki. And finally, the icing on the cake, we go to Sri Kund. If any of us are still alive, we
can tell that to Buddha and Swami. In especial, this one small mistake. The last birthday is on the 23rd, instead of the 22nd, that is Friday. Last birthday. After tomorrow, 2 days, we will be here in Giridhar's Govinda.
But I think tomorrow is just immediate after Mangalarti, we have to complete the whole process. But there are so many blessings, so don't delay please. Kalke Mangalarti for a small amount of joy even. Yet, if you have a chance, you will stay here. So, the Karoti now have a Janavan, but also a little bit. So, this was the Janavan, the Janavan, the Janavan, the Janavan, the Janavan. So when you start the party, they must be able to stick. Otherwise, you will stand there. So don't do so. Sometimes they come by the completely empty few pieces of these people. The people are sitting there, and some of them are like that. It must be like this. And, yeah. Whenever you enter into bar, please show your card. Maybe Indian or non-Indian. Who may be Indian versus Pakistan, are you going another Western bus? Please for your card. And who is taking care of Western bus? Without team card, don't allow me to enter the Western bus. Hare Krishna, thank you for coming.
One more quick announcement. The other day, we mentioned about the paper, the letter that we sent out, that we gave out, that's out to everyone. And also, there was a small attachment that gave an opportunity for all the devotees to suggest a name for our society that Sri Gurudev is having a storm at this time. So we're just informing you that the time is passing. We need anyone who wants to suggest a name, they have to give it to us tonight. Tonight is the last chance. So if you want to bring that piece of paper, bring it to myself or to the registration table.
We're showing more on the road. We usually perform it narrates about Krishna's pastimes. And it is sung in a Kannada language. I will give only some translations before you are done. Lotus eyes, morphic, when to take breath. But this time, he went there in the cruel garment he threw. Hand on the tree, and look at them. And prophet is charging, is it good to do like this? And the second verse, in the blue room, horns are hanging with water. You brought all Christ. The angel, all mother, all father. And Mama, you show that you died in shame. Is it wrong to do like this? I am so intelligent. I am sure of her.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't know, but you know, the people who used to go with us.
It's our meeting tonight.
Oh,
so. I knew we were
going to
get a
ball.
Ecstatic Hari Katha.
Yeah.
So.
So tomorrow, Varshana?
So no class in the morning?
No.
Okay. So you'll call me when.
I'll call you. Yeah.
Okay. Jai everybody. Thank you for joining us for Hari Katha. Dhanyavad pranams. Jai Gurudev. Jai Prabhupada. Jai Shri Radhe. This will end our webcast for today, and we'll have the movies and the MP3 files up online in about 45 minutes. Jai Radhe.